I think she's on vacation right now, enjoying a little bit of time off, but our guest is Reverend Dr. Susan Presley, and I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. It's hard to follow up Josh Hanley, though. That sounds like a lot of fun that's going on in Centralia. Everybody should go to that.
Yeah, absolutely. That will be a good time. As we said, October the 5th, that's coming up, but you have an event that's going to be coming up over at the First Presbyterian Church. You have a new book that's out, and this has been in the news quite a bit lately. Well, actually, for several years now, and we're talking about shootings. The name of your book is Shooting for Hope. You're going to be hosting an event. Tell us a little bit about this, if you will.
It'll be a workshop. There'll be interactive parts and talking parts, but it is based on my book, which is based on work that I did when I was getting that last degree. But it's about mass shootings. It's something we're all concerned about, not just within churches, but everywhere you go, you worry about it. And usually when people talk about this sort of thing, they come from one of two directions. Usually they want better security, or they want to figure out how to have more gun control. And those bases are covered really well. I don't come from either of those bases. My thought is that if I had a problem that every time I moved in a house it caught on fire, what would I do? Would I get better fire extinguishers? Would I hire more firemen guys? Or would I figure out what I'm doing to set houses on fire? And I want to figure out what we're doing and what we can do in the future to help the houses not catch on fire. What we can do to prevent mass shootings before somebody is angry enough to pick up a weapon.
No doubt about it. I know there's probably some warning signs out there. Can you talk a little bit about that? And are these mass shootings even preventable anymore with all of the guns out there?
It is. They are preventable. And like you said, there's warning signs. The FBI and then other psychological organizations have done a lot of work to figure out what we can do to recognize somebody that could be a danger, a potential danger, and what we can do to lead up to that before they become a potential danger. And, you know, spoilers, it's all about relationships and talking to people and getting to know people and giving people a safe space to talk about what they're feeling before they pick up before they even have an interest in picking up a gun.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of different theories out there as to how to prevent it. Some people think, well, the way to protect yourself is to go ahead and get a gun. Some people say it's all about security. I know there's different schools of thought out there, but kind of expand a little bit on that this morning, if you will.
If we think about just increasing security, we don't get rid of the problem that somebody wants to shoot people. There was a church in Jeffersonville, Kentucky, that was very successful locking their doors for their Bible study one night, and somebody that had decided that day they wanted to kill black people in that case. And so the church had locked its doors for its evening Bible study. They didn't even realize a man was trying to get in until they looked at their video, security video later. But they succeeded in that the man didn't get in that building, but what he did instead was go across the street and shoot people at Kroger. And I don't think that's what the church wanted. So just locking people out doesn't solve the problem of wanting to hurt each other. It just moves it across the street in that case.
Sure.
So absolutely tragic event. So what I'm working on, what my work points to, is finding out what led that man to that place and helping him before he wants to pick up a gun and go shoot up the church. Mm-hmm. Or the Kroger or whatever.
No doubt about it. I know Southern Boone School District has been in the news the last couple of days. There's been some threats over there. They've actually canceled classes today, because there was a threat to the middle school. And there was a talk about a gun being brought to the football game. They found that threat not credible. What do we do about, mass shootings in schools? That was in the news a couple of weeks ago, nationwide as well.
My work does cross-apply to schools or any place where we deal with especially younger people that might have anger issues, and key is recognizing those signs in people, recognizing without stigmatizing, giving people a place to talk about it, a place to say, hey, I'm feeling really upset, this is what's going on in my life, what can I do before that, giving people an open forum for that.
How important is it to have these conversations with your children, especially right now?
Absolutely vital. I don't know if you remember Dylan Roof. He was a young man that shot up a church in the Carolinas some years ago, almost a decade ago. And I talked to his pastor, and he went through confirmation class at that church. And I said, did you ever talk about violence or racism or anything, wanting to kill people? He said, no. We thought if we taught him the love of Jesus that everything would be okay, and it wasn't. So please go fix that. So that is part of my driving force, is what that pastor said, is to give an opportunity for kids to talk about it and think about it before we get to that point.
I think this is going to be a tremendous workshop. Tell people when this is going to be taking place, and basically, is there a cost to this?
There's no cost, and there will be treats, so maybe even Josh Hanley will come. September 22nd, that's this Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church, and it's in our fellowship hall, which is on the lower level.
And it starts at 5 p.m.?
5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. About how long will the will it last, or do you have a firm time on that?
Hour and a half. Depends on how long the Q&A goes, but my part will be about 45 minutes.
45-minute presentation, and then there.
And then open it up for Q&A.
All right.
And ideas, and breaking into groups and workshops. And,
yeah. I think this is going to be a tremendous thing. I appreciate the work that you're doing on this, and thank you for stopping by and talking to us
you
this
bet.
Morning.
There is hope. It's not all darkness. We can brighten the world. I really believe we can.
Shooting for Hope is
Shooting
the name
for hope.
Of that book,
yes.
And people should check that out. Is that book available right now?
It's not out yet. It's in the publishing stage.
We will look for that book very, very soon. Congratulations on that, and best of luck this upcoming Sunday.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.